Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at World Pork Expo 2018. My guest is Dr. Jennifer Brown, a research scientist ethology with the Prairie Swine Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Brown.
You're welcome, Bruce.
As part of World Pork Expo 2018, you were part of a panel discussion which looked at electronic sow feeding in group housing. First of all, what is electronic sow feeding and what is the purpose of this technology?
Well, electronic sow feeding systems, they've been in development over the last 20 years, but certainly in the last 10 years or so, they've taken off since the technology has developed the stage where it's a very reliable feeding system for sows in gestation housing, and so certainly we're seeing a lot more interest in this with the increasing pressure for producers to move to group housing.
How widespread is the use of electronic sow feeding at this point? How much interest is there in adopting this technology, and what are the factors there?
Right. Certainly, it's growing. I would say the majority of producers that are going to group sow housing are adopting these electronic sow feeding, some form of electronic sow feeding, as opposed to competitive type feeding system like floor feeding or shoulder stalls. So overall, I think, we might be up to 20% of the sow population that is now in ESF housing. And so we do expect this to continue to grow in the coming years. In Canada, we might see some more interest in more competitive systems, but I think the ESF is the wave of the future. People like working with these systems because the automation takes care of a lot of sow needs and allows for very individual feeding. So if you go in these barns, you see very, very consistent body condition. And we all know that a consistent body condition will increase productivity, is very efficient, and then also give you more reliable litters and rebreeding of sows. So it adds that degree of control. And the barns that have adopted it, we haven't seen any changes in the number of staff. People say that there's a change in the type of work that people do. And in general, it's a more pleasant barn to work in. Because you actually get to interact with the animals. Some people were concerned initially about aggression or how do you do, say, preg checking or vaccinations. And clearly the panel members all explained that they have no problem. The system actually, facilitates these chores in the barn and gives people more time to actually, look at health and maintenance of the sows.
How many different options are there available for ESF at this point?
Right. Certainly with the expansion in this market, there's a lot of new technology companies, coming in. So we have, roughly 10 different options for electronic sow feeding. And also there's the free access ESF. There's a couple types of free access ESF where they're more like a stall that has a closing gate, so it's a kind of a hybrid between a feeding stall and an ESF. So there's a variety of systems out there, so it may be challenging now for producers to make a choice, and I don't know if all of these companies are going to stay in it for the long run. So it will be an interesting market to watch.
In transitioning to electronic sow feeding, what are the key challenges for staff and what are the factors there?
Well, certainly, you've got the barn renovation is the first big step, designing pens for group housing and say doing that in a retrofit or designing a new barn that's going to accommodate sows in groups. And you're not considering just the floor space, but also the design of the pens. So each company may have their own recommendations about how the pen area should be set up.
What are the key challenges for the pigs when it comes to transitioning, and what are the factors?
Right. One thing is that the sows have to learn how to use the system, and because they're going into a confined area to access feed, sometimes if they have a bad experience, say, going into that feeder initially, then you may see that they're not getting onto feed properly, and that's obviously going to be a problem for future production. So good training is obviously key, and all the producers on the panel shared their experience with training and some of their tips for training sows. One of the interesting points that a lot of them agreed on was that you have to find the right person who has the right personality trait, which is obviously a very quiet kind of personality who's going to have patience to train gilts to use these systems and is not pushing them or rushing the process.
Once the transition has been made, just how satisfied have producers who have made the change been?
Well, that's one thing we see is very, very consistent across the board, is that producers are very, very happy with the systems. You go into the a free access or a ESF barn, it's very quiet. The sows are easier to manage. They're used to walking around, so people often note that they're easier to get into a farrowing pen because they're more comfortable just to walk down the hallway and to walk into a farrowing crate than they would be if they had spent their gestation in a stall. The sows are very calm if you have it your feeding system set up properly. Everyone knows their place in the social hierarchy. So mixing pens was another discussion that we had about how do you form groups. So that's another important area to get right when you're using these systems. So the training and the mixing, but once you've got those working properly, people seem very, very happy with these systems.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, I hope that this is going to, lead to some changes in the pork industry and hopefully bring some younger people into the industry because they have barns now with these nice technologies and you get more animal interaction. So I think I've mentioned that before, but I do see this as a very positive thing for both for staff and for animals.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Jennifer Brown, a research scientist ethology with the Prairie Swine Center. At World Pork Expo 2018 for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.